A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Samach, Baba Metzia 60A, pagination is 119. We'll start from the bottom of the facing page on the bottom line. Ein ma'arvin peiros beperos. A proprietor of a grocery store is not allowed to mix different fruits in a way that the person might end up being misled. He says that he's selling fruit of a certain field, and in reality he's mixing in different fruits into that batch. Likewise, moving on to today's daf, Ein ma'arvin shimre yayin b'yayin. You're not allowed to mix in the sediment of wine with the wine. Again, something that the person might not be able to detect, he won't realize, but in reality, it's a different price, it's a different consideration, it's a different quality. Aval nosin lo es shemarov. But you're allowed to give a person the sediment that's part of their purchase of the wine. And this is the start of a big discussion, all the different things that a proprietor is allowed to do or not allowed to do. But in the general presentation here, it's you're allowed to sell as is in its normal condition, and you're allowed to sell even something that's mixed in that makes it inferior if it will be obvious to the buyer. Mishan Asarav Mayan Bigeno, a person who had mixed in water into his wine, so that dilution is meaning that he's giving less of the wine, which is the primary product, to the person. Loyim kerenu bachanus, he's not allowed to sell it in the store, elem ken hodio, unless he lets the person know that it's been diluted. Now the Gemara is going to tell us a case of Rava, who allowed his diluted wine to be sold, and he said that it's diluted so much that the buyer will detect it. And that's how it's codified in Shulchan Aruch, that if people taste the wine before they buy it, and it's normal that they'll detect that it's already been diluted according to a ratio that was considered a recipe to enjoy the wine, so then they know that it's been diluted, then it's fine. But if it's a minor dilution so that they won't detect it, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. You're not allowed to do it unless you let them know. V'lo l'tagar, and you're not allowed to let a different merchant use this wine, aval pisho dio, even though you notify him that it's been diluted, she'eno elo l'ramos bo, because you need to be concerned that he's going to do his resale without telling people that it's been diluted. Makom shenago lahato mayim b'yayin yatilu. If it's a place where they normally put water into the wine to make it palatable, because it was strong, so then you can do it too. That's considered the normal standard, and a buyer has to be aware of the local custom. This is not buyer beware that a person's allowed to trick him. It's the buyer has to know the local custom. This is the way they deal with such purchases, such transactions. Finally, Hatagar, the merchant, notel mehe granos venos and lesoch megura achas. He's allowed to take from five different granaries and put them into one storage area, and this becomes his produce mix, which he sells. Uvilvad shelo yehem eskaven la'ariv, provided that he's not intentionally mixing it in a certain way to take advantage. So we find in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Chav Ches, Tes Zayin, that indeed the Tagar can take from different suppliers and then sell it. Shakol Yodim Shalo Gidlu Kulam Bishalo, because everybody knows he doesn't grow everything. They're buying it with the understanding that he indeed is buying from different suppliers. Uvilvad, But you have to be considerate. Shelo yechaven liknos harov mimakom hatov. He's not intentionally buying the majority from good suppliers. Kedei sheyetzei alav kol shu koneh hakol mimakom hatov, so that everybody gets these rumors about who his suppliers are, and it's top of the line suppliers, the best orchards, for example. V'gam koneh mimakom harav ma'arvo imo, and then he also quietly buys from some of the lesser stature orchards, and he mixes it in, and he takes advantage of that. So that is perfect example of what the Talmud study here is endeavoring to do, to set paradigms of what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do, and then translate that to all kinds of applications where the quality fluctuates and what's considered normal. So again, in short, presentation of the item. It has some better, some not so good. Not every apple is created on a conveyor belt so that it's exactly the same. But there's a basic quality that's expected. And for him to unload one bushel of apples that went not so good by putting one apple into each bushel and hiding it underneath the top layer, that's a level of gezel, of theft, because the purchaser is not aware that that was done. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.